Dreamscape presents Feathers So Vicious by Liv Xander. Narrated by Shayna Somerville, Tommy Fuller, and Tor Tom. Chapter 1. Galantia. Galantia. Past. Tidestone. I killed my first raven the day my brother died in his cradle. That morning, Mother's deep-throated groans echoed from her chambers along the balcony of the inner sanctum. They carried through the door and into my room, like they had all night, turning my belly. How much longer would she labor? Would my little brother have my hair, creamy like the cut oats in the larder? Galantia! Risa straightened in her pale green robes, my nursemaid ever so displeased with my wandering thoughts, and shoved a strand of brown hair interwoven with gray back under her bonnet. Why did our good King Barat, may the gods keep him in Dranada safe, declare war against the royal house Kaisel all those years ago and eventually attack the city of Volteris? Because the Raven King Omaniel of House Kaisel had kidnapped King Barat's human betrothed many years prior. I looked down at the painting of the offender in the book before me. His long black hair braided back. His breastplate engraved with the sigil of his house. A raven, sitting on a skull. He'd forced her to marry him for... My eyes snapped to the door. Had Mother just screamed? Political gains. A subtle cough. What political gains? Lands. My ears pricked at each hurried footstep behind the oak, each murmur of hushed voices. Was my brother born? Or strongholds? Galantia! My spine straightened, but my eyes remained on the door ever so disobediently. Armies, maybe. Or perhaps all three. Risa sighed the way she often did when I was too excited, which was as perilous as running. Galantia, will you? How much longer? Can I visit Mother now? My legs tingled as if they wanted to run. Do you think the baby is here now? Do you think it's a boy, like the healers say? Gods be good. They better make it so and finally place an heir in that dusty cradle. Turning the page in the book, Risa shook her head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?